Saturday night. Wednesday night, Yud Aleph at the base, whatever it is. So we're on, now we're going to start the second paragraph on page Kuf Pei Vav. V'chasha Yisya'ish Mimcha Min Ho'afalim Halolo She'ezkarnu, which we talked about at length in the last few days, weeks. Yapilcha B'yam HaSfeikos, he will try to confuse you. B'inyan HaHechrich V'HaTzedek. Hechrich V'HaTzedek is a topic talked about at length in Shara Avodas Elokim, which is the question of to what degree does Hashem control what happens in this world, and to what degree did he allow the human race to be the masters of their own fate. And in Shara Avodas Elokim, he brings down all the contradictory psukim, that in some psukim it says Hashem can do what he wants, Hashem does what he wants, the will of Hashem is always what's carried out, etc. And in other psukim it says that the people can decide what to do, and they get schar v'onesh for their decisions. So he goes through there that there's three philosophical approaches to this, and of course he ends up saying that it's a mixture of both, and we don't quite fully understand it, but Hashem does decide what's going to happen, and everything that happens is the will of Hashem. Yet within that system, people have the right to choose, and Hashem maneuvers, and we don't quite fully understand it. This is what he says in Shavuot Zalakim. Some of this is beyond our understanding. How, like, you know, just like every day, you wonder how it works out, that enough news happens to fit the pages of the newspaper. Just enough news happens, not more, not less, everything fits. So Hashem maneuvers that all the people's choices result in the result that he wants to happen. This is what he's in Shavuot Zalakim, and he says we don't fully understand it. But there are many things that we don't fully understand, and he goes on in that vein. But there were other opinions. One held that Hashem does what he wants, so that extreme. The other extreme is that Hashem allowed people, just like we also have to admit, he gave us bechira. And when it comes to tov v'ra, chayim and mavis, we have bechira. So he sort of like withdrew us from that. He gives us our space. So there was a shita that he gave us our space and everything, if I want to put up a building or not. So he gives us our space and lets us decide. And the Chavis Aldovas came in the middle. Anyway, he says, the Yetzer will try to confuse you about that. And how? B'chashe yire oscha. If he sees you, misrashel, he might say, amishmaz, v'noito al haveros, you're weakening, or you're weak, or you're weakening, and you tend, right? In the beginning of your career, you tend to do averus. Yizom, he will plan. He doesn't want you to feel bad, or you think you could change. So he will then put the emphasis on that it's Bashert, and it's Hashem, and this is the way you are, and there's not much you can do about it, because Hashem wanted this to happen, and you are this way because you were born this way, and you have tendencies, and he'll quote you psukim, and he'll put the weight of this philosophical argument on the side of what Hashem says goes. Yizom liyameis b'daitres ahechrech, the fact that we are forced to do what we are doing. B'hochochos chazokos min hakosuv, from psukim, v'amoskol, or logic. Today, because his interest is lahamsi l'cham maslut, to provide you with an excuse. B'omer lochi l'rotza kodesh bochu shetavdenu, so things would work out, your life would be simple. If Hashem wanted you to serve him, if Hashem wanted you to learn, then he would enable you to learn. And he's making you all these problems, and you know, you can't learn, you know, Michos Nefesh, all kinds of things going on. But if that's not the way, right? there's a comfort margin there, a comfort zone. So that's Hashem is letting you have that, so you can relax. You don't have to be worried. Anything, it sounds very frum. He's convincing you that everything that happens is bashed, and that's just the way it's going to be. But really, you should be masakin yamasa, be fashrish mamasa. That's, and if you try to rectify things, you're going against Hashem. You're only a machine that carries out the will of its masters. We can rectify the way you're acting, the way the person's acting. The Yetzer wants you to think this is the way it's basher, this is the way it's supposed to be. Says, oh, and when he sees you're involved in Olam Hazeh, then he urges you to be proactive. He says, hey, you can't rely, you gotta do your shtadlus. Shtadlus, you don't want to be accused of not doing your shtadlus. It's up to you. It's all up to you. Lachini says, "Yisamit b'chol chachacha, b'shtadl b'chol yichotcha, la'asik chemdoscha mitanugus ha'olam, to enjoy all the pleasures in the world that's available. B'shama b'chol yichotcha, malasabe v'atzmacha, ma'sheinu rotzui v'tinosu mehen. Don't avoid what's not good for you. K'maymer ha'kocham tina pacham b'derechik yisham enafshe yichrik mehem. K'maymer v'elasodim tisalev darko v'alashem yizaf libo. It's all you. It's all you. What do you want from Hashem?" He keeps switching back and forth depending on what's convenient for him, what's going to work. Pam, he stresses that this is all basher, there's no point, don't fight City Hall. You know, you say, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. Nah, it's going to end up the same, you're going to have the same household. So sometimes he switches around, Sedek and Bechira. Whatever works. And you will chop for a second. You say, wait a second. Doesn't it say I call B'day Shemayim Chus Mi'ir Shemayim? So that's the answer. Oh, but then you're going to end up Disnaik B'min Yoni Adas Famidus Mishin Is Barolo Ki B'mayi Soviyas Char Bonish. This is not such a high madrega because you're faced with these doubts, with these questions, and you. So I'm saying, yeah, you have to. This aura, is when you let your heart speak to you, you pour your heart out to Hashem, so then you feel that you want to give something. So that's why Chazal, that's why. Oh, no, so if that's already the answer to the Yetzirah. But if you know that the answer to the Yetzirah is that there's a very clear dividing line. Hashem runs the world, right? The guy says, I make all the important decisions, if we should recognize this country, where we should put the capital city. And my wife makes all the minor decisions, how to run the house, how much money to spend. He says, if you recognize this dividing line, that Hashem takes care of everything, and you are just given Bechira in matters of Tov and Ra, in matters of the Bechira, of Tov and Ra. Kol B'dei Shemayim. Tak Hashem runs everything, and there's no point getting that excited about anything. There's no reason to get overly, the key word is overly.
Bechira is only Tov and Ra?
Yes.
Does that translate into a mitzvah and avera?
Yes. Yes, but. The but is that the Chavis Halvavos develops at length in Shari Yiras Avodos Alukim, where he asks that question. He says, really, anything that takes you farther from Hashem is an Avera, and anything that brings you closer to Hashem is a mitzvah. And therefore, there are many, many things. At first, he considers that there's a whole wide gray area which is neither good nor bad. But then he backs out of that.
Not picking from a menu. restaurant, you pick.
Right, so it's not bechira. It might be the Hebrew word bechira. It's not the bechira of which we speak.
So that means it's bidei shamayim, is what you're saying, right? Because bechira is the only thing, not.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm trying to.
Yes. Okay. You want to know. That doesn't have to mean that it has. Adarabba, the Eibishter is in charge of the. That's what I mean with the joke, with I'm charge of the major decisions. The Eibishter, according to this, what happened is really almost, I don't want to say anywhere, inconsequential in terms of Tov and Ra. The real action is taking place in you, and this is what the Nefesh HaChaim wrote a whole Sefer about. The real action is not in the cosmos, it's in you. You know, when you have to think, you should make a bracha, what should I do? I have an extra hour now, what should I do? You shape and form that. So that's the real answer. The real answer is what he learned in Sharvah and Selukim, that you just have to live with this dichotomy. Hashem, to your choice. It happened, that's. That's us Hashem, he's so cool. You have to sort of make believe. You have to act as if you have Bechira. And you do have Bechira in terms of determining your station, right? You have Bechira to decide if you're going to be Tov or Ra. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.